I plan to fucking die.
What are you asking?
I've seen.
Whoa.
All right. That's your
I was gonna say to tilt it.
That's your bite. Tilt it. Bitch, you're fucking tilted. You need to put the pipe down.
Shut the fuck up.
Put the pipe down and put the fucking bottle down. I'm not full yet. That's what I'm gonna be saying tonight.
Tilt the glass.
It's fucking tilted. You see it as upright because your vision is fucked. Because you're so drunk.
Hate me because I'm beautiful, bitch. I don't like you either. Andre Cordova.
But daddy, I love him. Jesse, Carter.
And welcome to Sabotage. Season 3, we are back. This is going to be the first episode for it. And we're here with Jesse Carter. Hello.
Hey, bitch.
So, who are you? Why do we care?
Well, first of all, that's none of your fucking business. I am a DJ, producer, musician. I was the National Poetry Slam champion of Australia. A published poet and a really fucking annoying bitch. And as my father calls me, the middle disappointment.
That checks out. I'm sure we can even fact check that later.
We can circle back.
Yeah, we can circle back to that part. So our topic for today is daddies.
Because I'm old.
Yeah.
Identify.
Yeah. Before that though, we are filming this during Mardi Gras. Yes.
I don't fucking know what day it is, babe. Like, honestly.
That's how you know. So, I do think before we get into all this, like, fun stuff, we should acknowledge the deaths of Jesse and Luke. It has very much impacted Mardi Gras this year and our community and the grieving and everything else. And I'm not too fond of the police being part of the parade, but it is what it is.
Mm.
So, yeah, I was going to ask, like, how's it been for you this year?
I mean, it's been pretty surreal. It's pretty dichotomous. You've got like at one thing we're meant to all be happy and celebrating everything happening, but also we've had this just tragedy that's just rocked all of our community and fucked everything up for so many people. Like, so many of my friends knew them. But even just the loss of them in our community. Like, Jesse, like, my mum called me crying because, like, his name's Jesse Baird, is very close to my actual name, and every time she would see him on the news, she would instantly see his name and instantly see him and think of me.
Yeah.
So now every time she sees his name on the news, she's just like, that could have been, you know.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, that's been going on, and at the same time there's all this conversation around the police. It's interesting, like, how split our community is with that. I was just talking to my sister about it because she was just like, how do you feel about it? Like, obviously, like, my family don't want to see them there because I think it's disrespectful. That's just their point of view on it. And I think that that's a pretty valid one. They said they were uninvited at first, and then they were just like, oh no, like, they
backflipped on it.
Well, they were pressured into it because it was so much more. Like, it wasn't just in the community, it was outside of the community as well. And that's the thing. I think if it's coming from within our community, then we can talk about that. But it was just a bit weird to have the police coming and saying, oh, you know, this is a time for unity, not division. And
it sounds so hypocritical coming from them. Like, I think that the way Karen Webb approached it as well, the commissioner for police New South Wales, she's a bit out of touch.
I mean, the haters are going to hate.
So. Look, yeah, like, she...
Girl, get a script writer, bitch. Someone's PR needs a talking to.
She's like, oh, I understand the grief people are feeling, and at the same time goes, but it just seems so illogical to me.
Yeah, like, it's weird. It's just like, okay, so
get a grip.
I get it. Yeah. It's like, but could you please calm down, guys?
Yeah.
It's just like, what? It was just weird because, like, in any kind of community and tradition, and this is the thing with queer people, we're often held up on this podium like, yes, queen, yes, absolutely. RuPaul, slay the house down, boots, gaga, yes, mama. But the moment that we're like, oh, okay, but you're actually not a part of this.
Yeah.
Don't bring this to the clubs. Don't bring this to the safe spaces. Don't, your invitation is revoked because we need time to heal.
They chuck a fit.
The visual of the uniforms, even the idea of police like waving happily when they failed to protect, or it's perceived at least within our community that there's been a failure here, multiple ones to protect from whomstever.
Yeah.
That may be. It's weird how that flips and suddenly we're the ones that are being divisive. Like, one, it was originally, Mardi Gras was started against the police.
Exactly. Yeah, that's something I was going to bring up. The fact that Mardi Gras started as a protest against the police because we were being endlessly persecuted.
And like, they were outed, beaten, arrested. It was illegal. You know, there's all these to even be a gay man or to engage in that. And it's a strange thing to be told that you are the one being divisive rather than, because that's the insinuation.
Oh, it's so gaslighting.
It's gaslighting because it's like, how are we being divisive? This is our thing. And you're telling us that since the Mardi Gras where we arrested and attacked a whole lot of you and abused our power and then went on for years not properly looking into the murders that are happening in your community because we don't care.
Exactly.
And it's like, okay, so hold up, wait, let me get this straight. So what I would have liked is for the police to say, at least to say we weren't marching in uniform rather than it to be something that has to come from us.
Yeah.
Has to come from Mardi Gras. You know, it has to come from within our community. Our community.
Yeah, like why the fuck are we coming up with the solution for a problem that they are so involved in? They are the cause of. Like, it's like, no, you're fucked up.
Mm.
You figure out a way to fix it. And if you can come to us with a reasonable solution, we'll consider it.
Yeah.
Like, not this, okay, it's on us to figure it out for you.
Yeah.
Just because, like, you've been marching with us for the past 20 years. Bitch, there's nothing.
They marched with us on the first Mardi Gras. They were just on horseback and arresting us. So that was the only reason. But they were there. The point is they made an effort. The point is they made an effort and then they invited us back to the station for afters. Love it. Yes, Miss Webb comes through, hunty.
Yeah.
That's so cunty of her to do that.
So
it was called a gay bash for a reason.
Yeah.
That party.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's wild. I would think that there would be a bit of sensitivity if they understand so much.
They didn't have enough of that. I don't believe for a second that as a entity, they have nearly enough fucking empathy, considering the number of reports where discrimination is involved or bias against sexuality, gender, disability, literally fucking anything.
Yeah.
And race especially. Like, I have no faith in the police. I know that I'm sure there are some good ones out there. By all means, go off. It's great.
I haven't
great.
Seen
good
evidence of that. No, I haven't. I personally haven't,
though. Like, I know, see, that's the thing. It's like, we're not stupid. We know they exist, but there's just so many of us who have had nothing but bad experiences with the police. Mm. And I've certainly been in that position since I was a teenager. So my position is very much ACAB. And y'all can eat shit and die. But but I do think that the way that this has been handled is naturally not the best.
Yeah.
And all I can think about is how much we're really feeling this right now. And I imagine what their families are going through and their friends and everything. And like,
well, we see it all around. Like,
yeah,
we're
seeing so much about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
these two beautiful
things.
People just lost and it's like stolen, you know, and it's like, but there's always this argument now. It's almost like a kind of get out of jail card that the guy that did it was gay.
Yes, so, exactly. I knew they were going to do that. It's such a fucking like, oh, it's an isolated incident and it has nothing to do with him being a cop. He is a cop who had a police issued weapon.
Yeah. It's just like, it's like, yeah. And look, I have a lot of friends who say, who either have been cops or who know cops, gay cops, all that kind of thing, who are just like very adamant, let them march. Very, very adamant about it. They are, which is fine. That's their point of view. And I hear what they're saying and I'm like, okay, well, again, there just seems to be a bit of tone deafness coming.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just like the people saying that, it's just like, is it worth that much to you? Like, I mean, there are perhaps airlines that may march in Mardi Gras who may use their planes may be used to export people back to countries where they're not treated so well as gay people, which is pretty questionable. And those enterprises might have floats, you know, people, things like that. Well, things like that.
There are actually, and this is all shit me, it's such a corporate thing, behind the scenes thing, where there are so many floats of these companies who do not support us. They just love to pretend like they do for 2 weeks.
It's so gross. Hi, gay. Hi, gay. We love fags.
Yeah. It's just fucking insane. Like, I've always been of the belief, like, the political floats, especially the Conservatives, Liberals should have never been a part of it.
No, I don't know why funny the fuck they do that. No, when the Liberals are, it's so funny.
It gets so quiet.
It gets so quiet. No, it gets booey. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh my God, if that's what happens to the Liberals, what's going to happen this year? Like,
well, even now, I'm of the mind that even Labour shouldn't be a part of it. They've been doing jack shit for us. They've gone back on their promises for us. Surprise, surprise.
I've typical had no political head moves. From Albanese. But none from Scott Morrison either. So I don't know. It's very politicians, man.
I really just wish that we as a community could have more of a say of like, well, it's very clear who does and doesn't support us.
Mm.
And we should allow these floats based off that.
Yeah. I get the idea. I think the idea, at least the proposed idea, is visibility throughout all these different levels of society, right? All these different companies and corporates. And then you have these like tiny little floats.
It's just like free clout.
Free clout, yeah, free clout.
To the gays.
Yeah.
One last thing I do want to clarify regarding this subject is reports have been updated to clarify that the cop was not an ex of
Jesse's.
Jesse. They were like friends with benefits at most, like fuck buddies type of situation. He wanted to be more, got rejected, was a psycho stalker. And I want to point this out because firstly, it's the straights especially, but people in general really seem to struggle comprehending the idea that you can be fuck buddies or friends with benefits and not be dating. Like they conflate it as the same thing. And I'm really fucking over that because it works differently in our world at least. And it's not some lover's quarrel, lover's revenge, love triangle situation.
Crime of passion.
Yeah, all that BS. There are so many instances of men, women being stalked and nothing being done about it despite reporting them. And this is just another one of those cases, especially when this guy, a year into the force, tasered a guy in the face, an indigenous man, and got off scot-free from an internal investigation. That's how you know this shit's corrupt. Like,
because he was close friends with Taylor Swift. I've seen the photos. Yeah. Hey, we're in the news for some reason.
Yeah, so it's really infuriating to see these excuses being made purely for the sake of bootlicking and supporting the police. And it's like, no, at the end of the day, gay men, bi men, whatever, they're still men. Men are men and men are psychos. They're fucking entitled and they often get violent when things don't go their way. So there's no surprise there. Like, fucking do something about it. It just makes me really angry. But yeah.
Not to shit on the kink bootlicking community. We love you. Like, we so celebrate that. Love that. Well, we don't personally celebrate that.
Let's toast to Jesse and Luke.
I really suck at doing things.
But yeah, I'm sure they were beautiful people. Mardi Gras. I've been to a few events. It's been fun.
Yeah.
The mood's been a bit melancholic here and there, but otherwise it's kind of interesting. It's still a ripoff with the prices.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even get me started with the cost, man. That's why, like, I refuse to pay this $240 bullshit for anything, and I've been savvy about.
So have I. I've absolutely refused to pay for any tickets. I've said to Daddy, you have to pay for everything, because I just refuse. As a form of personal protest, I won't do that because I don't want to. So I'd rather spend my money on cheap suits, and fake jewelry.
Love that.
Yeah,
as you mentioned, singer, songwriter, producer.
I never said any of that. You're such
DJ,
a
DJ. Poet. Daddy enthusiast?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the subject of the podcast, you stupid bitch. You knew it. It's probably on the fucking... Probably says Sabotage, the daddy's edition.
Yeah, exactly.
The daddy's issue. Sure. That's got to be it.
When did your interest in dinosaurs begin?
It began the moment that I saw you. I was just like, this guy's like so, like he's pretty old, but like, but then you wouldn't tell me your age.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, shit, why wouldn't he tell me his age? He must be super old. And I was just like, you know what, guys? I'm going to fuck this old man. I'm going to fuck this decrepit, old, disgusting, geriatric, septuagenarian probably.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, I know you don't because you have Alzheimer's. probably forgotten, but I did tell you.
Sure.
No, I'm just kidding. That's not how we met. And also, that's not where my passion for dinosaurs started. I've always loved dinosaurs. Like, I saw Jurassic Park when I was like, it was the first film I ever saw at the movie. at the movies.
Like, yeah.
And as a kid, and I still remember it, it was at this little cinema. It wasn't even a cinema plex. It was like, this is one cinema.
Yeah.
I still remember as a kid just going to movies for the first time and seeing them, and they're like, rawr, and I'm like, rawr. And it was like, yeah, I feel like this is foreshadowing something.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wow.
And they get chased by dinosaurs. How ironic that I turn out to be the chaser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that in action.
Yeah. It's, remember when the T-Rex eats the goat? Turns out I'm the throat goat. Hey.
Slow.
Can we put my number like on the screen? Yeah. At this point?
How many do you have on the roster?
It could just be the one guy. Maybe it's just in a different shirt each time. They all look kind of the same, really. I don't know. You have one daddy, you have them all.
No, I love how you're like, not even answering the question.
I'm not. I don't answer you. I'm just gaslighting you now. Call me Karen Webb, yes. Come through. Hey, everyone. This faggot is my friend. Leave him alone.
Oh, God. I would say, from what I've seen, you've got at least three.
Yeah. Definitely at least three. That's the correct answer.
What makes a good daddy? Officially, what are the required qualifications?
What are my qualifications?
Yeah.
Oh shit. What depends what you define as a daddy? Like, because like,
well then how do you define
people it? People call me that. Like my friends call it daddy.
And then
like,
you're like, oh, that kind of explains why you turn around and go, I'll prove you wrong, and then you go find a daddy.
Wait, what did I do? Oh yeah. I'm just like, you think this is old, I'll show you old.
Yeah.
And then I turn around and they're just like, I'm just like, you know what? You can call me that. It's fine. It's almost like the buzzword now. You know what I mean? It's like this kind of thing where it's just like someone sexy. It's just like, daddy, you know?
True. That's definitely become like a trendy thing to call people.
I think at one point it was just like a categorical type of thing where people were just like, I'm into this body type or I'm into this age. There's always going to be relative, right?
Mm.
Sorry. When I say relative, let me be specific. It's going to be relative to the age gap, right?
Yeah.
Or relative to them and what they like. Like my friend, you know, Matt, who's just like, yes, daddy. And then he's just like, oh no, that's too old. I'm just like, what do you mean? He's like 25. That thing. You know what I'm saying?
No, so...
It's Lauryn Hill, what the fuck? Yeah.
So what constitutes a daddy then? To you?
To me?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I know it when I see
What's
it.
What's the age range?
I think it broadens and narrows, actually. Because like when I was like 18, I was just like, I'm telling you, give me the fucking answer. I was like, Jesus Christ, let a woman speak. God, fucking gag order over here. When I was like 18, I was just like, no, I need like a man, not like a boy. So they need to be like 40 plus, surely. But that changed. Like most of my boyfriends have been under that.
Okay.
Why are you interested?
But then how old do they get before they become like a granddaddy?
I haven't asked. That's very impolite. What the fuck is a granddaddy? Granddaddy is like the grand dragon of like the Ku Klux Klan, but like for daddies.
I look at some of the guys I've seen you with and I'm like, that's like grandpa age.
Be specific. Be specific. Who are you talking about?
No, I don't know.
Use names.
No, I don't know their names. They're like more random ones.
He's lying. He said he's seen me with three guys.
No,
daddy.
No. I think you have like at least three daddies, but then I've seen you like go to hook up or, you know, chase after a guy who was significantly older from my perspective.
This is specific.
I think one of them had to be at the Oxford Hotel and then like Palms.
Oh, when I was drunk, I wouldn't remember that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't remember who that was.
You were completely trashed.
It was probably you. I was probably you. You're probably just looking in a mirror, just being just like, who's that old man Jesse's hitting on? I'm like
no
trying
one
to talk to you.
Believes you.
You know what? It's probably the truth.
Okay, so if you'd say that a daddy's like 40 plus.
Yeah. Well, I'm like 33. Sorry, I am 33. I'm not like 32. So I'm 33. So that's in straight years. In gay years, I'm dead.
Yeah.
So,
Would you say it's more so based on age, or is it also like body type?
I think the idea of it that I'm trying to get across is that it's not that massive categorical thing.
Yeah.
Anymore. It's like probably some people do say it.
You're like, it's more of a feeling.
It's more of a feeling. It's more of a vibe. It's the vibe of the thing. It's like, it's like something.
You have a sixth sense when I
have a sixth sense. Attacked.
Yeah. When guys are daddies.
Yeah. No. Everyone does. Everyone does. Everyone has their own. Yeah. Cause everyone has their own definition of it.
Like, I guess.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. True.
Like you log on to like Sean Cody and it's just kind of just like daddy meets with boy and they're both like 18 and it's just like, what the fuck? It's just like
false advertising.
They come on, they're just like, hey son, what are you doing here? It's just like, dad, I can't believe you caught me like this.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
Some people, myself included, go through a daddy phase, but you seem committed to the cause.
Yeah, I will fight this one to the death. I will push a bitch over just to get my man.
That's
not my man, but his man.
His father, no less.
His father, probably. Me and some person's dad at like 3 a.m.
Yeah, you took "I'll fuck your dad" literally.
Yeah, I'll fuck you too. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sad. Is that the question?
Well, because then when did you know it wasn't a phase?
It was never like that. It's like the same time I knew that being gay wasn't a phase.
Yeah, so like you've just always been attracted to older guys, I guess.
Well, always older than me.
Well, yeah, but like significantly older.
They're not even that significantly older as I think. I think it's in your head. I think because for you it could be like a relative difference is very big. Like, what do you think? Let me ask what you think an appropriate age gap is. Sorry, a normal age gap is.
Well, I think appropriate is relative to who the youngest is. Like, if you've got someone who's 18.
Assuming it's legal.
Yeah. Assuming it's legal, which it should be. Like, someone who's 18, you're pushing it with 30 plus, and you're definitely in the wrong when you're 40.
So
the same way that you're like, oh, I'll fight to the death on being a daddy chaser, essentially. I'm the same, but with the insistence that you're a fucking pedophile, especially if you're waiting for someone to come of age, or you're shacking up with someone freshly 18, because that's just disgusting and wildly inappropriate. And it's always down to a power play. It's down to the dynamic and the fact that you have so much more control over someone who has no fucking knowledge of the world. And I say that from experience, because I was very much taken advantage of by more than one pedophile, more than one groomer when I was 18. One was like ex-military, super fucking manipulative, compulsive liar, lied about his age. He said he was like around 30. Turns out he was like 40 something.
Right.
And he was just so fucking gaslighty and stuff. Like, and he was so obsessed with me too. Like, he's been trying to message me over the years. It's just because the sex was that good. But not to brag, but like, not even kidding either. But the thing with it, the last time we spoke, because I just went off at him and I caught him out for the pedo he is, because like I found out as well that he had been watching a neighbor, this guy, since he was underage.
Oh, what the and, fuck?
Like, yeah. And once he became of age, he starts trying to proposition him, like to sleep with him, this and that. So
that's very different from what we're talking about.
It's still relevant because guys, a lot of guys that age.
So that's not a daddy. That's a predator.
Is a predator. I think they tend to be conflated sometimes.
Yeah, well, they get conflated because one pretends to be the other.
Exactly. Like, these pedos pretend to be daddies.
Yeah.
And that's where it's not okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no,
that's not very daddy of them.
The last time we spoke, though, he, get this. So he knew that my mother had died from brain cancer, right? So
it just gets darker and fucking darker, Andre. Jesus.
No, but like, wait for it. He, in an attempt to convince me to sleep with him again, he's like, oh, I had a cancer scare.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy. I thought you were going to say he was going to like, babe, I'm inventing a cure for cancer. and I need your cum. It's the last ingredient, but it has to be yours. Yeah. It has to be like, it has to be just before you're 18.
So, yeah. When you're 18, you're going to think it's fine and you're not going to know any better. And it's not until much later you realize, oh, that was fucked up. So, yeah.
Well, I still don't know any better.
Yeah, I'm thinking you never grew out of it.
It's not a phase, Mom.
But that's, I think, one of the reasons it was a phase for me. And like,
that's not an age gap thing, though. That's like, that's something that happened to you. That's like,
it was, but also I was a bottom during that period of time. Like, I had no sense of self, so I didn't know what I wanted, and I just went along with what other guys wanted. Mm. And due to the size, they were afraid to take it. So there was like a bit of a common theme running. And
there's a common theme running through this podcast.
So,
you're talking about how big your dick was for some reason.
Yeah, because that was one of the reasons why I was a bottom.
Yeah.
And
you were just like, I just had to, because they were all like, oh my God, you're like hella hung. Oh my God.
No, so no, bad. Actually, you know why too? Butterfly effect. Because my first boyfriend from high school, senior high school, was an abusive piece of shit. I then went from him to an older guy. And that's when I had my little daddy phase. And I did have daddy issues to support that. But there's this thing called fucking like growth and learning self-respect and self-esteem and
need to get growth self-confidence.
Once I processed all the trauma I had, I was good. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Do you like my appropriately timed cancer joke just there?
I guess.
How many people you know into daddies?
Not that many.
Or bears. The daddy of bears.
That's a bit different.
Yeah.
Bears.
No, that's the same.
Well, in terms of body type, yeah, sure.
Yeah, but it's like, it's, I think of it as the same. I just have like one, I don't have like one type. I have a pretty broad type, but it's like all within that.
It's fair.
Yeah, that's
fair. I've seen your Instagram feed.
You've seen my Instagram feed. At Jesse Carter Sucks. Thank you.
Yeah.
My housemate the other day, Camilla, shout out. I was just like, you know, like Adam when he came over, not Ben from the other day, Adam, and he was just kind of like, they all look the same to me. And I was like,
no, but like, I say the same thing.
Oh.
White people. So.
Crackers.
I know. Yeah. They look the same. You have daddies.
Yeah, but if you go to Molly, you seem so like buzzed.
I don't know why my ADHD is like really kicking in right now. I'm not remembering anything.
Jesse.
Here's the crux of the episode on daddies. What's your relationship like with your father? Any daddy issues to report?
No. My issue is that he didn't like my outfit that I showed him earlier. I was like, this is what I'm going to wear to Mardi Gras. And I was wearing like a little skirt. I was dressed like Britney Spears in the Hit Me Baby One More Time episode. And he was like, oh yeah. I was like, why do you hate gay people, Dad? What is the fucking problem? He's like, no, I don't. I'm just like fucking homophobe. Fucking homophobic. A friend of mine, I was at a party at his place and he was like, so, I mean, like, you obviously have, like, mad daddy issues, right? Because you're into, like, daddies and daddies and that kind of thing. And I was just like, oh, no, I actually have a, like, really
good relationship.
Boringly normal relationship with my family. I was never molested because I was a really ugly child. So, oh, it's funny. Oh, Andre thinks that that's funny.
That's a dark humor kicking through. Keep going.
And he was like, oh, really? That's so weird because his girlfriend, he was, like, 40. But she was, like, very much... did have daddy issues.
Like, yeah, that's, I feel like the majority of people who tend to be interested in daddies have daddy issues. Right? That's like where,
show
that's
me
where
empirical the, evidence.
But that's like,
I've seen the exact opposite. Like I've really? So many friends, yeah, so many of my friends in my circle. It's actually really funny because growing up, you go through your whole life as like a straight person, right?
Yeah.
And they're just like, this girl's so hot. Don't you love this bitch off TV? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I don't know, whatever kids say, I don't know what they say. I don't know what Zoomers say, they say. They're just like, yeah, she's so hot, no cap. Bruh, for real. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm just going to have to pretend to be like that forever and just not connect. And then you come into the gay world and everyone's just like, yeah, this guy's so hot. This guy is some washboard abs guy with like a six pack. Or yeah. Like
stereotypical kind of.
Stereotypical, like toxic gay, like you. So pretentious and fucking stuck up. Oh, sorry.
I have no doubt that it's still common, but it's also common to not, I guess, having these healthy relationships. I can't relate. Because like I processed that and I moved on. Because I was like, my stepdad, piece of shit, abusive. We hate him.
Let me make sure I haven't fucked him first. Let me just check. Let me just check the Rolodex real quick to make sure that I don't.
Yeah. My biological father, I grew up without him, essentially abandoned as a kid, right? Here's the thing, and I have a feeling this might get back to him, so this is why we haven't been talking.
Babe, aren't we sending this to him after this?
Yeah, just direct message.
You invited him to the couch.
I got over it because the onus shouldn't be on the child to maintain the relationship with the parent. Like my dad, he doesn't check up on me. I have to call him, and due to his anxiety and mental health issues, he's like, it goes straight to voicemail, and so he'll have to get back to me. And like, that's all well and good, except the fact that I grew up without you, so it's like, put in more fucking effort. And also, he's never remembered my birthday. And I'm just like, I'm his firstborn child. Like, he's with his third wife. Lovely lady. We love Julie. But like, it's kind of fucked because the thing is, it's like, okay, great. You support my music now. Awesome. You accept that I'm gay. Awesome. But that's not good enough. Mm. It's just not. Part of it too is he lives in Adelaide. Mm. So we can't have a proper relationship. I deserve more respect with something as simple as remembering my goddamn birthday. Like, I have one biological parent left and you can't even do that.
I'm going to revenge ghost him on Grindr. For you, sis.
If you're going to take anything from this, it's like, it's okay to grow out of your parents. You know what I mean? Like, if they're not pulling their weight, if they're not doing what they should be doing.
Yeah.
So, like I said, can't relate to having a healthy fucking relationship.
Isn't it weird? Yeah, like I'm just like model home. But like the home from Seventh Heaven, except we're not religious and the dad's not a sex offender. I mean, not that we know of. But I'm watching you. No, interesting that like the boy into daddy's isn't the one with the daddy issues.
Mm. Well, like I did have him. That's what I mean. Like I processed it.
You processed them, yeah.
I'll tell you something I distinctly remember growing up. Leading up to the time where my dad bailed, he was under the impression that I'd been poisoned, like my mind had been poisoned by my mother.
What?
Against him.
Oh,
yeah. Okay,
yeah.
But the reality is, like, I spent so many birthdays waiting by the phone, just waiting for him to call. And he never did, because I kid you not, he's forgotten every single year. And yet, he has the audacity. Like, it's not malicious by any extent. It just kind of sucks at doing this really basic thing. But his birthday's on Christmas.
Oh.
And so he'll remind me. Like, he'll message to, like, he'll prompt me to say happy birthday on Christmas.
Jesus.
And I deliberately didn't last year because I was like, you forgot my fucking birthday, bitch, and I'm just done. Like, I'm kind of, like I said, I'm over it. So for lack of a better way to phrase it, I'm done waiting by the phone, you know? I think this goes for any parents. Like, if you want that relationship with your kid, put in the fucking effort. Because you brought them into this world against their fucking will. They don't owe you shit, bro. Like, unless you've gone above and beyond for them, like, they, no.
It's like the dinosaurs.
It's on you.
From Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
They didn't ask to be brought here.
Exactly.
Foreshadowing. We were foreshadowing all along.
Exactly. Do you see yourself becoming a daddy someday?
I'm already, like,
100. I know you're old enough to be
like,
one,
but 100.
Like, I feel like you're delaying it as long as possible.
Like, why? Because I'm in a suit? I'm wearing a suit. What the fuck else do you want me to do? I'm trying to look as old as I can. Yeah, no, I'm already
figuratively
that,
or literally?
Hair, midlife crisis.
Right.
Right. Suit.
How long have you had that for?
5 years.
That's a long midlife crisis.
Yeah, it's been going. It's going. So I don't think it's like an end of life crisis. I'm just like, God, any day now, please.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
What was your question?
Daddy, becoming one in future?
I will be coming with one later on tonight. See you at Thick and Juicy. Yeah, I'll have kids one day for sure, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah, but my nephew's already a bit of a handful, so no, he's so cute. He's got my genes. Of course, he's fucking gorgeous. But yes, and What do you mean, will I become a daddy? Do you mean like, am I going to get... I tell you, I already get called it because it's like, it's just the name that people use.
Yeah, so are you going to take on that role?
What role?
The role of daddy.
Do you want like money from me? What are you asking me?
Always.
Do you want to go in my will? All right, I'll put you in my will. I have nothing. I have this suit. You can have this suit.
Yeah, and I'll take your clothes. Do you have any other thoughts on daddies?
I don't really have many thoughts in general.
Yeah, I could have told you that.
I don't know. They're just people.
At the end of the day, they're just people.
They're just people. We speak about them like there's just some other thing. Yeah. It's just like, I don't really talk about it that way when I'm talking with my mates. They're just like who are into the same type as me. They're just kind of like, yeah, I met this cute guy.
It's the norm for you, so that's how you view it. Mm. It's definitely not the norm for me, so it's very much like a category in my head.
Like it was mad normal for you.
Only periodically.
Periodically. Oh, shit.
In the Jurassic period?
Just say the Jurassic period.
Well, that's technically not accurate.
Now I can figure out when you were born. So I can almost figure out your age. So like if you're around in the Cretaceous period, you've got to be at least 23. At least. Maybe 24. You're so old.
Plays Creep by Radiohead.
Oh my God. I haven't heard of that song. It sounds old.
You're the one who saw fucking Jurassic Park in the cinema, bitch. You're telling me I'm old.
Oh, that's so true.
I've got a new electropop single titled G coming out this Friday. So pre-save it if you're seeing this before then. Stream it if it's already out. 8th of March. It's pretty sick.
I know I am. Are you going to fuck me now? Because you said you'd fuck me.
You're like, that's why I came here.
That's why I came here. You said you could get me into Hollywood, but I had to come in for a casting.
Yeah.
It's been great. Let's go get fucked up.
Sounds good.
Let's all of us go get fucked up. Each and every one.
Togetherness, inclusivity.
But no cops.
Mardi Gras. What?
Stop being divisive. You fucking fag.
Fucking gaslighter.
You fucking queer. I'm going to arrest you.
Fuck the police. ACAB. Thank you for joining us, Jesse, on this episode of Daddies.
Thank you, Andre. I want to kill myself. I look forward to that at some point.
So do I. This has been...
terrible.
Okay, we're going to do that again and you're going to say sabotage.
Oh, shit. This has been...
sabotage. Yes.
See, I do it better.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras. Except you, Karen Webb, you fucking cunt.
And welcome to... sabotage.
Sabotage. I'm going to do that with you. Oh, shit.